Welcome to Kicking It Java Style with Cassie. I've got Chad Williams here with me on the phone, and we're going to do a little interview for you all and have this via podcast this time. So, good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Cassie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm just relaxing right now.
Hey, that's the way to do it. Where are you at this morning?
I'm in Scottsville, Kentucky, my hometown.
Oh, what's the weather like there?
Well, it's a bit nippy. It's not too bad right now. It's got a little warmer over the last week or so since we had all that snow. So I'm kind of happy about all that, you know.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of snow got hit. Kentucky got hit pretty good. So.
Yeah, I saw that on the news. I saw they had even had to call the National Guard out. So you guys got it pretty bad.
Yeah, it was, I think I had about 3-4 foot drifts out here in the front, so, yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty nice here this morning, but, well, I got to listen to you at the Inspirational Country Music Awards at the Showcase Night, and I really enjoyed your music, and been, you know, watching you on Facebook and stuff, and so I'm really glad to get to do this interview with you.
Yeah, I'm excited, and you've been taking care of yourself since we saw each other during the ICMA, I assume.
I have. It's been my life has actually changed a lot since those awards. It opened a lot of doors for me, so it's been pretty neat.
That's good. I've been working with that was my second year playing during the ICM week, and I absolutely loved it this year more than the first year I played. It just, I love the setting. Nashville Palace was just awesome. So.
Yes. Well, Chad, can you tell us how long you've been singing country, inspirational country music?
Well, pretty much ever since I've been singing, pretty much all my life. Music's been part of my life ever since I was about 6 years old. You know, I started playing drums, and I grew up listening to Christian country music, and even though when I traveled with my family, we was more of a southern gospel kind of thing, excuse me, but anyhow, yeah, it was more of a southern gospel thing when we traveled and stuff, but Christian country was my root. You know, it was, you know, I loved the style, I loved the message, you know, the positive country music that you could actually turn on and listen to, and it was good positive music, so.
It's one of my favorites for sure. I know you do some blues. What or who influenced you in your blues music?
Oh gosh, I had to say Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know, I love Stevie. I have a lot of blues influences, but Stevie Ray Vaughan was one of my big influences. I loved his what he brought to the stage when he played, you know, and his style. It was like from the time he get on stage and he played till he got off stage, it was nonstop. You know, he didn't even have to take a break. He was just, you know,
on.
But yeah, Stevie was one of my big influences in the blues.
That's an area that I don't think we have enough of in the Christian genres is the blues music. So I definitely enjoy that style.
Yeah, sometimes when I go out and play concerts and shows, you know, you get kind of weird looks from people when you know do a little blues in there. But you know, it's just, you know, I love it. You know, blues is, to me, blues is a soul of music. It's just, there's nothing like it. I mean, you know, when you can take that and turn it into something really positive and it be uplifting, you know, it's always really good. So.
Out of your music that you have recorded, what song would you say you would want to get out there the most that fits that blues style?
right now, that the one that I played down at the Palace, There's Liberty, that instrumental has done real good for me just through social media. I just did one called Blues Gospel, and I'll probably be doing it out some. It's really hard to say. I really want to do more before I really say that there's really one I want to get out there real. But that There's Liberty has really become really popular with me when I go out to play. So far, and it's just an instrumental, you know. Right. So.
Well, on your Christian country side, what artist would you say has probably influenced your music the most?
Growing up, I don't know if you remember these artists or not, but growing up, I was a big fan of Mid-South. I love Mid-South. Still am a fan of them. I wish they were still doing it. They did a reunion concert about 2 years ago, and I was privileged to go see them. If you was at the awards, they come out at the end at Cornerstone during the awards and done a song. And so they wouldn't able to have a whole band there, but they was the big influence. Them, White River, Bruce Haynes, Ken Holloway, all of them growing up, you know, was a big part. Was really, Mid-South was probably the heaviest influence of Christian country, you know, for me. But, you know, later on, Bruce Haynes and White River, you know, and stuff like that. Rodeo Preacher. Gotta love the Bruce Haynes stuff.
Oh, yes, for sure. I really enjoyed Mid-South at the end. I knew that, you know, it had been a while since they, you know, been together and doing that. But I love the, you know, I grew up listening to Del Way and Susie and Ken Holloway and some of those, so I like the, you know, the old styles of the Christian country that they had, you know, growing up.
Yeah, it was really cool, you know, growing up for me as a kid, listening to Mid-South, back before Kent and Darren and Jason and them was, you know, three Humphrey brothers was with them, and it was just Tony and Robbie and, you know, and the rest of, you know, pretty much the original band. But when Tony and him quit, well, then Kent joined, which I don't know if Darren came later or before. Darren may have came before, I can't remember. But anyhow, I know they joined up, and lo and behold, Kent and Darren's from my hometown here in Scottsville. So that was really cool. Mid-South was a big thing in Scottsville, Kentucky. You know, everybody loved Mid-South, so.
Right. Yeah. Well, Chad, what was your first song to hit the airwaves?
Backwoods Born Again Country Boy. I wrote it last year, and I hadn't really released it to a record company yet, but just doing some self-promotions, I got it out to some, you know, to a radio station, and they've been playing it some and wanting to get it out to more stations and hopefully get it out through a label or something like HMG and get it out there and get it out to about 900 stations, you know, if possible.
Right.
But yeah, that one right there was the first one. It's got a lot of good response too, so.
Do you remember which station started you on your adventure on air?
Yeah, it was WEKT 1070 in Russellville, Kentucky, with Travis Bryan on the live show.
I bet you were so. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying he's a real good guy. Actually, how that came about was him, Bucky Thomas, and Larry Houchins had wrote a song called "The High Life," and Bucky had put it on his new CD. And so a guy that was helping do some of my mixes, because I do some of my stuff here in the studio in my house, I have. And then I sent it to a guy over here who lives right beside me, and he does mixes. Well, he was good friends with Bucky and Travis and them. So Travis had sent this song to him for him to listen to. And he said, you know, I want to let Chad listen to that. He'll probably like it, because it was just that country kind of Hank Jr. Feel to it. And so I just loved it. I fell in love with it. And I contacted Travis about recording it. And so I did. And record it. And so that's kind of how I got into, you know, on the radio side of things. I opened the door for radio. He had me come down to his radio station, had me on the live show, and then, you know, of course, he's always wanting new music from me and stuff, so it's kind of cool.
Right. I bet you were so excited the first time you heard yourself on the radio.
I was pretty pumped up, yeah. I was pretty pumped up about that, and it's just a 3-4 county-wide radio station, but yeah, I was like, yay, you know, it's something that I've been wanting to do for a while, you know, just get out there, get the message out more. That's the main thing, you know, so.
Right. I love seeing people's dreams come true like that. I know, you know, I work with some other artists, and then I do a little bit of teaching. The first time I heard myself on the radio, I was just in pretty much kind of still shock, even though I knew it was going to happen. But, you know, they told me when it was going to air, and I still, when you hear your own self on there, it's just reality that your dreams are coming true. So, it, you know, it's a pretty exciting experience.
Yeah, it was for me too. And, you know, I hope to continue, you know, to get more stuff out there. Like I said, I'm in the process right now doing a new song with my producer out of Nashville. So we just got one session out of the way here about, well, it was this last, wasn't this weekend, but the weekend before. And so it's got a little more secular feel to it, but it's, you know, it's still a real good positive song. And so I'm really looking forward to getting that done. And he's the same one that produced it. Back was Born Again Country Boy, and he's the same guy played on stage with me down at the Palace, if you remember. The guy played bass for me.
I do.
Yeah, Sean. Sean produced Backwoods Born Again Country Boy for me, and we're in the process right now doing a new song, so yeah, pretty excited about that.
That's one of the questions I had for you. So that's your new project you're working on then, and can you tell us the name of that song?
It's called She's Mine.
She's Mine. Well, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's going to be a real good song. I'm fixing to get married here May the 2nd, I believe, is the day. So, yeah, I kind of wrote it about her, you know. We've been together for a year. And so, just, you know, it's a fun little song to write. It's going to be fun to play and record and get out there. It's a good little positive song, so I like it pretty good.
Well, congratulations on your engagement and your marriage coming up.
Well, thank you. We're excited. And like I said, we got quite a bit going on. I hadn't really played out any since I played down at the Palace, but I'm still doing a lot of behind-the-scenes recording and just, you know, getting things ready. And summertime usually rolls around, people start calling me and wanting me to do concerts, so...
Right.
So, kind of looking forward to that.
Well, Chad, what would you say was the defining moment in your music ministry that you knew this is what you wanted to do?
Well, that's kind of hard to say. I'm kind of one of those, I think I've had a lot of defining moments. I've had a passion for music for many years, and, you know, I traveled with my family for years, and, you know, I played drums, and they did most of the singing and stuff. And like I said, you know, it was one of them old kind of Southern gospel bands, you know, and Daddy evangelized and preached, you know, we go around different churches. So I had a passion for music, but after me and my brother got older and he went his way, and we all kind of went our own separate ways, you know, it just, all I ever did was just pretty much play at church and stuff. So it was one of those things I just wanted to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? So I think it was just the passion of and the love for the music is just pretty much is the strength and really defines the reason why I do what I do, you know. And of course, you know, keeping God in the middle of it. And, you know, getting the message out to people that, you know, hey, you know, there is a God, you know, and he's there to help us. You know, it's always about keeping that message out there. You know, a lot of people get in the entertainment and they forget about the main thing, you know, the main reason, and I'm sure you've seen that too.
Right.
And so it's just, you know, I want to keep God in focus, but you know, I want to be entertained. I want it to be fun. When you come see one of my shows, you know, I want you to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've had a lot of defining moments, and it's hard to really just tell you exactly which one would really be. You know, I've had a lot of things, a lot of blessings that's came my way, and it's really helped me to get to where I am now.
And you know, I'd say that's really how God works anyways. You might have, you know, one defining moment, and then he just, you know, he has to keep reminding you, so it turns into a lot of several different, you know, moments that you just know God just keeps reminding you, this is what you're supposed to be doing. I know, you know, out there, you know, trying to do all this and record and travel and, you know, stay up with, you know, all the going-ons with the music and stuff, it can get pretty tiring, especially out on the road. So what would you say, you know, keeps you motivated when you're getting tired?
Well, you know, I don't travel out over the road a whole lot. You know, most of my stuff's Tennessee, Kentucky area. I do want to do that eventually. My dream is to get a tour bus and hit the road full time. But, you know, when I do get out there and you're doing sound checks and you're doing all this stuff and you're trying to get everything perfect, trying to get everything ready to go, you know, it's just the energy, you know, the energy of the music, you know, knowing what, you know, I could be so tired going in to play a show, but when I strap on the guitar, it's game on, you know, it's like I'm ready to do this, you know, after it's over, I'm ready to go, you know, go rest or whatever, but you know, it's one of those things. To me, I feed off of it. I feed off the energy, you know, the people, the energy of the music. You know, that's how I love it.
Right, and it is. You know, it's really when God is like just strengthening you is when you're doing what He's called you to do and your purpose. So, you know, that's just keep doing that.
I believe that's the main thing right there. I mean, none of us could do what we do if it wouldn't been for him giving us strength to do it, because, I mean, you got artists out there playing 6 or 7 shows a week, if not more, you know, and you know, I can't imagine how tiresome and wore out that can be, you know, so it's all... Like, and that's the main reason why it goes back to just keeping God in the middle of it, because he's what gives us strength to help us get through it and help us reach people, you know?
Absolutely. Out of all the songs that you've recorded or you've traveled singing or even grew up with, what is your personal favorite?
Ooh.
Hard question.
That's a hard one to choose from. Wow. One...
one, three, five, no.
I guess if I had to pick one.
Now, don't forget about that one you're recording for your new wife. You might include that. You might get in trouble.
Well, yeah. Well, that's going to be a good one. But I hate to say it's going to be my favorite one, because I'm one of these picky people. When I go in to record or when I go play, I want it to sound just perfect. So,
right.
I know the words are going to be perfect. It's just the music. You know, I'm always nitpicking about music.
Yeah.
She gets my case a lot. She says, you need to quit trying to be so perfect with the music. And I'm like, well, you got to sound good.
You'll get it.
Anyhow, probably You Were at the End of Every Road of Deep South. That was, man, that song's, to this day, I could crank that up and just feel the energy. I just love it, you know, just like it was, I was listening to it when I was 8 years old, you know, so.
Right.
But, I don't know, there's a lot of them. Rodeo Preacher, I like my gospel country. You know, stuff that I recorded. I like some. I wrote that song that I done down at the palace. If you want to go to heaven, that I opened up with. I loved how that turned out. I loved the message to it. I don't know what.
Hard decision. Well, can you share with us one of your funniest memories of singing on the stage or while you're recording that might have happened to you?
Yeah, let's see. Well, recording-wise, I went in after recording something here at the studio, go over to the guy over here that does some of the mixing for me, and we'll get over here, and it's funny, because, I mean, he's, you know, he's got good equipment and stuff, but, I mean, it's not like, you know, some of the equipment that you'd see in Nashville or something, but it does really good, so we'll get over there, we'll be mixing or whatever, and he's got a phone. Every time we get a good mix, he'll forget to turn that phone off, and the feedback comes through. You see what it does after it's recording, you're like, yeah, it was a good mix. And then you come back through, play through it, and you hear that phone giving feedback, your cell phone. So that's stuff like that, or just sitting around over there, listen to him tell us, he tells all kinds of stories. I'll go over there and record one song and be over there for 3 hours because he tells me 20 stories. So. As far as playing out, gosh, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever had any funny moments as far as playing out. My drummer over in Portland, Tennessee, one night was playing, and he broke the bass drum fiddle on his drum set, and it luckily just happened right on the last song as we was in it, so that worked out good, but, I don't know if that would have been too funny or not if it happened early in the show, but most of the stuff that's happened to me, I just kind of cherish, you know. I don't know if you'd call them really funny moments, but it's just a lot of good memories. As far as, like, Leroy over here, he's, like I say, we get over here, get working on one song, and I'll be over there 3 hours. And the stories, he used to sing in a quartet, and he loves to tell stories about when he was on the road singing with a quartet, so.
I bet you have a lot of memories. It's when you're working with other artists and you're working with the musicians and all the different, you know, churches you're involved, you're making lots of memories for sure.
Probably one of my most favorite memories would be my first year playing the ICMAs, or the ICM, during the ICMA week, over at New Rivers. Were you able to make it that year?
No, this last year was my first year.
Okay, well, when we played at Two Rivers, that was the first year I worked with Sean, and so I kind of let him put, you know, kind of get the band for me together, you know, and now, since I've known him for 2 or 3 years, now I know who I can call. He gives me contacts, I can call him, whoever I can get to play for me or whatever, but, then I was just like, you know, I told him, you know, put me a band together. I told him what I was wanting. Well, we got to ready to do sound check, and the drummer had just got off a plane at Nashville Airport. I didn't even know this. He'd been out playing with Little Texas. You remember that country band, Little Texas?
Yes.
He'd been out playing with them. They'd been doing a couple little shows here and there, and he just come in to do sound check and play with me that night. So I was like, wow. I was like, whoa. And this guy was so cool. And he friended me on Facebook, and I talked to him every now and again. And he's just another. Nashville is full of good, good Christian musicians that work with a lot of A-listers. You just got to know how to find them.
Right.
And I've been blessed as far as, like, song goes. It's like, well, we're getting ready to finish up this new song that I wrote, She's Mine. And we're bringing in Joe Diffie's fiddle player to do fiddle on it. So, I mean, you know, it's, It's really cool. That was probably one of my most favorite movies, because I remember my brother, I said he just got off a plane from playing a little picture, and my brother's mouth dropped. He's like, what? I know, right?
I know, those are fun times for sure, and it's just neat to know, you know, that they're personable and that they, you know, that they want to work with other artists and they don't get the big head. I love that about, you know, I've worked with Carol Hogner and travel with her, and she's got to work with some of the musicians that, you know, record with some of those bigger country names, and you know, it's such an honor, you know, and just a neat experience.
And a lot of them is really good Christian people. You know, that's how they make their living. You know, they do a lot of session work for these A-list artists, and some of them travel. Sean, he toured with Trace Atkins for years. I think he toured with him all the way up to his Chroma album in 2000, and then he went off the road with him. But he was touring with Trace Atkins. He was playing for Trace Atkins before Trace Atkins even had his record deal with Capitol Records. So, you know, these guys know what they're doing, and they're so nice. They're super nice guys. They're good Christian guys. I mean, they're, you know, and I've just been so fortunate and blessed, you know, to be able to work with these kind of people.
Well, Chad, could you tell us, you know, what your favorite scripture or maybe a foundational scripture that you use a lot in your ministry or stand on? For
you know, I really, 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 Psalms, to me, the whole book of Psalms is, I really don't have a favorite scripture there. It's just, I love the praise, you know, the Psalms, you know, when David was praising God, you know, and a lot of that, you know, I like to use and stuff. You know, Hebrews, the faith chapter, you know, I love that. I love that stuff. But, you know, it's going out and playing, you know, kind of encouraging, you know, I really love Psalms. I really love reading Psalms and reading about, you know, just the praises that David sings unto the Lord, you know, and things like that. I love that stuff.
It is definitely one of my favorite books in the Bible, for sure. Can you tell us where we can hear your music and find out more about you, a website or, you know, a Facebook page or whatever you have that we might get out to these listeners to go, you know, look at your information and listen to your music?
Yeah, definitely. Go to ReverbNation.com/ChadGWilliams, and that's all together, Chad G. Williams, nothing capitalized there. You can go there. That's ReverbNation.com/ChadGWilliams, and you can download some of my stuff there. Or you can go, definitely, if you don't go to Reverb Nation, definitely go to my Facebook music page and go click like on it, check it out. That always usually keeps you up to date. I try to keep people up to date on there. Sometimes I forget and use my other page instead of my music page, and I need to do more on my music page, but I usually try to keep people up to date on what I'm doing on there too. So it's facebook.com/ChadWilliamsMusic, and Chad Williams Music, the C and the W and the M is capitalized, and that's all together. That'll usually keep you up to date if I'm playing somewhere or something's going on, you know. And usually I try to keep Reverb Nation up to date on the shows and stuff that I'm playing somewhere. So, yeah, it's them two places. I used to have a website, but yeah, I didn't even have time to fit with it, so I took it down.
I understand that. Well, you guys, you know, make sure you go follow him on Facebook and definitely look his music up on Reverb Nation. You're going to want to put that in your playlist on your smartphones and have that ready to take a road trip with, because I've really been enjoying it myself. And thank you so much, Chad, for, you know, doing this interview with me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, anytime, and hope to see you again this next year, maybe, if we don't see you sometime sooner. maybe we'll see you down in Nashville this next year. Are you planning on making it to CMA Fest?
I really hope so. I know we've got a lot going on, and we're trying to, you know, get that in the makings now and plan on making it. But
okay. I don't know if I'm going to schedule to play at BB King's or not, but I know I'll probably be definitely down there saying hi to everybody, and usually some of the people that's down there that was down there at the palace usually will show up at BB King's, and you know, everybody just has fun, hangs out, and listens to all the music. So
yes, it was definitely a great experience, and I really hope to get to be there this year.
All right, well, yes, and I thank you for contacting me, and it's been fun, and hopefully we'll see you soon. And like I said, y'all don't forget to check out my Reverb Nation and Facebook page, and God bless y'all.
Well, you too, and again, congratulations on your engagement, and I'll be praying blessings on you all.
Thank you so much, and it was good talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much.